the 21 Up movement is the brainchild of Perry Blake, who is here. Hiya, Perry.
How are we doing, guys?
Good. It's lovely to see you in the studio. So can we do a name and age check as we go along? So we'll start over with you and we'll work our way round. Who we got in the studio?
Okay. My name's Perry Blake, founder of the 21 Up movement. You don't need to know my age because I feel old.
And who's next?
So my name is Osman, I'm part of the 21 Up Movement Lead Ambassador. I'm 17 years old, 18 in a month though, so yeah.
Hi, I'm Byron Leachman and I'm 12.
Hi, I'm Sasha, I'm 14 and I'm part of the 21 Up Movement.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Will, I'm 14 and I'm part of the 21 Up Movement.
So this is the whole team in here at the moment. So Perry, first of all, what is the 21 Up Movement and what do you do?
Alright, so the 21 Up Movement is a youth intervention program and I put it together to help create opportunities and activities for today's youth to help them become a little bit more passionate about themselves, help them believe in themselves, help them understand that they can also become someone that they never knew they could be, help them find what they're passionate about and help them believe in their true potential, you know?
So tell us about your backstory, because there must be a backstory of why you felt so driven to set up 21 Up.
I'll be real. Throughout my youth, I didn't have no role models. I didn't have a father figure. I felt kind of let down by the system. Lost my little brothers when I was a teenager. It sent me off the rails. And then I don't feel like I had anyone in my corner. So I wanted to become the person I never had throughout my youth. So therefore, now I'm trying to be the role model, the father figure. I'm trying to fill all those gaps that I feel that could have benefited me in my youth, you know?
Yeah. And we were just saying, because obviously, I know how old you are. We won't mention how old Perry is, but he's a young man compared to me. But I was saying when I was growing up, you know, it was about being young from the ages like 10 to 18. I was worried about I like the right music. I like the right, you know, clothing, all that sort of thing. I didn't have to worry about gangs. I didn't have to worry about knife crime. There was no issue with anything like that. But things have really, they've really changed, haven't they, over the last few years or last 10 years or so?
100%. It's terrible. It is terrible. And I feel that the older generation and the younger generation are miles apart. I feel like because of what you just said, like I completely understand where you're coming from. Back in the days, it used to be about a good old fist fight. Yeah. That was it. People used to shake hands after. You win, you lose. And then it got to a time, like through my era, as people was getting rushed, and then you'd have big groups of people fighting, say, two people. You get 10 on a two or something like that. Nowadays, that's not even the case no more. There is no fists. It's just small knives and big knives.
Yeah.
And it's scary because today's youth, when you talk to all of them in a group, it don't matter what background they're from, what age they are, they will understand it. They will get it. They're like, yeah, that's exactly how it is. You and me could walk through the street and we won't get troubled by no one. Whereas a group of youths could walk through the street and they become targets by other groups of youths.
Yeah.
And our social media is one of the biggest factors to a lot of the youth violence that we see on our streets today. Mm-hmm. Definitely social media, 100%. When people are recording what they're doing, say they're violating their opposition or something, or someone who they consider to be their enemy, like if they're recording it, then like Usman said to me earlier, then you already know what they're doing it for. They're not doing it because they actually have a problem with the person. They're doing it because they want clout. They want exposure on social media. Because why would you record it? Mm. Where I'm coming from. So I feel that social media, back in the day, there wasn't phones, there wasn't social media, none of that. If something happened, the people in your area knew that it happened.
Yeah.
No one else. Whereas now social media exists, the whole world's going to know it's happened. Mm. And then if people are getting onto you because it happened, but I feel like the media has a big part to play in it as well, because they promote all of this stuff.
Yeah.
They promote all gang violence and drill violence and whatnot in music, and they do it everywhere. They do it on YouTube, all platforms is being done. So it's like, how do you go against something that's being promoted so highly by big corporations? Because everyone's making money from it. It's the harsh reality of today's society.
Sometimes when you're older, you forget what it's like to be young, forget the things you go through. But as you said, it's changed so much over the generations, even your generation, because you're older than the young adults.
I just realised how negative I just sounded with everything I was saying.
No, no. think sometimes young people are looked at negatively in the press. There are fantastic young people out there. There's only a small percentage of people that you can be a bit of a pain, but most people, and especially the group you got here, are wanting to make a change and do things and be like you.
100%. Yeah, I felt like I just spoke about the bad bits.
No, sorry, you didn't.
They are a minority, the people that, and it just because it's becoming like that, there are good kids out there. There are kids that want to be involved in something positive because I've seen the change within them.
Mm.
And it's sometimes it's sad because sometimes people feel a certain type of way to get involved in something positive because of how they will be perceived by their peers.
Mm.
Do you know where I'm coming from?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, it's a tough one, but once you get them to kind of cross over, it's really good to see.
Yeah. You know? Now, we're going to move the microphone round, and we've got, is it Osman?
Osman, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, lovely to meet you. You are a leader.
Yes.
So tell us how you got involved with the 21 Up movement and how it's impacted your life and the changes.
All right, so I've been part of the 21 Up movement from the get-go. Obviously, I met Perry while I was working. I was working in a youth intervention, helping young people keep off the streets, away from knife crime, and so basically similar things. And then I met Perry Blake. Obviously, we networked, and I mean, ever since then, everything just taken off. Like, we've had multiple events, shook multiple hands of a lot of people. Obviously, a lot of people know about us. Where our platform is just continuously growing. And yeah, obviously, it's impacted my life a lot. Perry's given me a lot of opportunities. 21 Up movement has brought a lot of people together from different backgrounds, different races, different whatever it is. That has just brought a lot of people together, and obviously just put us on a better path, showed us how to do the right things in life, basically. Yeah.
So what sort of things do you get involved in at 21 Up? What sort of projects do you do?
So we've got quite a few things. Obviously, we run our own youth club in Brentwood on Shenford Road, the Hermit Centre. Obviously, we've got our own youth club. That's on every other Thursday. Obviously, a lot of youth come. We just have pizza. We just have a chill vibe. It's just a chill setting, just to keep them off the streets. We have events in London, like Barking, for example. We have music events. Obviously, we have just a lot of different things, a lot of opportunities. That say, for example, me and a few of my friends, we started an events management business, and Perry took us to our first networking event, our first professional networking event. Literally, we had to wait. We woke up at 4 a.m. We was ready. Yeah, we were suited and booted. We hop on that train.
Yep.
Literally, obviously, there's a lot of opportunities that it's brought. There's a lot of other things that we've done. We just continuously growing, basically. Obviously, on the 21st of this month, we're going up to Nottingham as well. We've got an award ceremony there. So literally, we're continuously growing. There's no doubt.
And you mentor other kids or other youth that come in as well. What about if they've been pressurised to be in a gang or knife carrying or drug? Can they actually sit down and talk to you on a one-to-one
most
basis?
We've had a lot of youth, countless youth, the youth that have actually come to us with those exact issues that you just mentioned, and many others as well. And we sit them down, mentor them. Obviously, we give them everything that they need. Obviously, we give them the wisdom. We give them the opportunities to keep away from it. Maybe they're having trouble at school. Perry here, he works in quite a few different schools as well. So obviously, we're always here for them, literally whenever they need it. Like, you can call us at 1 a.m. we'll answer the phone and we'll be there whenever they need it. We're there for them.
As Perry was saying, it's quite difficult if you're in a group, especially when as you're teenagers, as you're growing up, and you get that peer pressure from people saying, oh, why aren't you doing it, something wrong with you, why are you going to 21 Up, oh, that can't be that good. What would you say to somebody that might be listening that's being pressurized to come and maybe talk to you guys and be involved with what you do?
Obviously, we understand why they may feel in that situation with today's society and the youth. Obviously, the music, the drill music, for example, is just becoming populated with everyone, basically. Even if they have never seen any struggle, any knives, none of that, they're just listening to it. So I feel like it subconsciously embeds into them. So one day they just wake up and they want to feel like they're part of it because it's in their subconscious mind. So then all of a sudden they want to start sagging their trousers. They want to talk a certain way, move a certain way, act a certain way. And I guess it comes into peer pressure as well. Like, maybe their group, they're pressuring them to smoke weed, whatever, drink. Maybe they want to pressure them to fight someone, whatever. But if they didn't have a lack of opportunities, they wouldn't be in that situation. If they had the right guidance, then they wouldn't have been in that situation. A lot of these youths, they come from broken homes, they come from toxic households, a lot of these things. So they're more inclined to find that love from somewhere else. Like, someone will take them under their wing, someone on the estate. They feel like they have that brotherly love there that they might not be getting at home or elsewhere. So they then they're more likely to get dragged in. So yeah. Obviously we give them the opportunities, we sit them down, find out what's your passion, write down 10 things on this list right now, things you're interested in. Say if they're interested in modeling, for example, that was one of the first things with a youth come to us, he was interested in modeling. We went to Perry, saw it something in Canary Wharf. Yeah. We went there, we did a professional modeling shoot that helped him build his portfolio, and there's many other things as well. So obviously that kept him off the streets, and now he's got his own, he's a proper model now. He's got partnerships with, I don't want to say names, but he's got partnerships with a couple different organisations that he's modelling for full time. So yeah, it helps. It's proof's in the pudding.
You see, I'm sitting in the studio and you won't be able to see this, but Osmond, your face is like really lit up. You're like, yes, vibing off the positivity from you is amazing. Now we're going to move down to our lady in the studio. Tell us your name.
Hi, I'm Bo.
Tell us about how you got involved.
I've known Perry for a long time, like since year four, and now I've heard about 21 Up and I wanted to get involved. I've been to 3 events, I'm all in it now. I just want to be involved with Perry. Like yesterday, I sang in front of 3 people. I'm trying to do some, like, make our own song, like, and try and make songs and that.
So it's given you something positive to look forward to?
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, when you've got a track, let us know, because we love music, new music here. We'll give you a play. Come in and sing live, whatever. Not now. You don't have to. Not putting you on the spot, making you sing now. But it's given you something different to look to. What's this? What are you doing, Perry? Perry's waving his hands. I don't know what you're saying.
I did henna on Perry's hand.
Oh, right. Yes, I wondered what that was. Very good. Yep.
I'm going to do henna. I'm going to practice doing henna, so in October I'll do a stall and then I'll do henna and next month and the coronation.
So it's basically giving you different things where we might not have been doing that. Being with the 21 Up movement, Perry's got loads of ideas, and also you can say, I like singing, I might want to do this henna, I might want to be a hairdresser, I might want to, and you can actually get that sorted. That's what you do, don't you?
Yeah.
He's waving in the background. Right, we're gonna move around now. Who are we speaking to now?
Hi, I'm Sasha.
And how old are you?
I'm 14 years old.
14. I'll get the ages mixed up. So tell us about how you got involved and what it's brought to your life.
I apologize for my voice, I've got a cold at the moment.
It's all right, it sounds very gruff. Yeah, but it's fine.
I've known Perry for about a year and a half now, and I was just thinking to myself about the first time I met him. It was at King George's Skate Park, and he was trying to share about what he does, and he was trying to try and get me to buy his merchandise of the Hat 21 Up movement, and I've so far got 2 of them.
Yep.
And I got all of his like contacts down, and I've been contacting him like since then. And before that, I was a misbehaved child, and that it was very hard to communicate and just talk to me in general and know me. But since being a part of 21 Up movement, it's changed me for the better. I wouldn't say it's like instantly changed me in it, because like that'd be perfect. Nothing's perfect. But over time, it's changed me into a better person. I was misbehaving at school. I was misbehaving out on the streets. I was even rude to my friends and family, and I hated it. And I didn't know how to change it. Since I met 21 Up movement, though, my mate Will, I've known him since young, innit? He knows I've changed for the better. My mum's even said it to school, I've changed for the better, innit? Mm. And, like, since then, it's just been a better life for me, innit? And, like, just being around the 21 Up movement family is brilliant, honestly.
Because it is a family, because you're all similar ages, that must help, that you're not talking to an adult that is so far removed from the life you live and everything else. You've got, although Perry is a little bit older, we'll say, but he still looks very young.
Just a little bit older.
But it must help, because you've got people in that group the same age that will know the same things, go to the same school, same area, that will be able to, you know, identify with what you go through.
It's not just about the fact that we can meet up every other Thursday at a youth club, it's about the fact that we all have our own stories to share, and we can all work on that and always build a better community for the forthcoming generations and the generations that we have now and the struggles during it.
You want to go into politics? He's good, isn't he? And he goes. Now we're going to move round. Is it Will?
It's Will, yeah.
So Will, tell us about how 21 Up movement has impacted your life.
So I'll give you a little backstory. So like Sasha said, I was at Bremer Skate Park and Perry's come over. And he just started shouting, oh, 21 up, 21 up, let's go, come on. I was like, yo. He's like, yo, what are you telling me? I was like, oh, so what's 21 up and that? And he was like, oh, he pulled out this big bag, his bag probably bigger than me, and he's pulled out about 120 of these, like, snapbacks. And he's gone, well, I sell my merchandise to get money to promote myself so then I can make a change for the better of the youth and to prevent knife crime. give the youth a chance of something of today that they maybe not have been able to do.
Yep.
So say, like Uzi said, modelling. He wanted to go into modelling, so Perry gave him that opportunity to come along, give him that boost he needed so he can go and do what he wanted to do and aspire to what he felt like he wanted to be in.
Mm. And what about yourself? Have you decided what you might want to do in the future? Have you thought about, because you're only young, but have you thought about what you might like to do?
I've always liked to join the Navy, be a Royal Engineer. When I first met Perry, my dreams were low, my home life weren't the best. But by meeting Perry, he's helped me progress so much, and he's helped me move on from who I was, and he's changed me a lot, and he's almost gave me a new lease of life, and I felt like I've changed a lot. Like Sasha said, when I said I wanted to be a Royal Engineer in the Navy, that was a dream, but I'd never think it would come true. But now, through Perry, I spoke to the school with Perry, because he speaks to my teacher, Miss Day.
Yeah. Hello, Miss Day.
Yeah. And they've helped me get a meeting with the people at Chelmsford's Royal Navy establishment,
mm.
To see what I need to do, how I need to get there, things like that.
Yeah.
And that's helped me a lot, and that's got me a lot further than I was just by meeting Perry.
Yeah.
And the trust that we've built together over all that time, I know I can trust him now. And I mean, all 21 up, they're all my family, and I can go to anyone, and I know I can go to anyone because I've got that trust in them, where I can go to anyone and I can be able to speak to them. If I need anything, I'm always they've always got my back. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And this is the thing that's so good about it, is each of you are really passionate when you're talking, but you're each as a family, as a group.
Yeah.
So therefore, when you get somebody else comes into the group, they get passionate, you can turn their lives around, and then they do it. So it just moves and moves and moves throughout the hundreds of thousands of people that it can change life. It changes life. And it's all come from you, Perry, from the top. And then it just sort of filters out to everybody else. And it is like they've all said the word family.
It's exactly that. It's just togetherness. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nice to feel a part of something. Like, you could get someone not got many friends, or they're quite shy, or they feel a certain type of way coming out of their shell or something like this, or they don't go out much, and they like to keep themselves to themselves, and then they come to the youth club, or they get involved in an event or something like this, because it takes a lot for a young person to step out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I understand that. And the young people that I work with that have become a part of the 21 Up movement, they also understand that. So when someone new comes in the 21 Up movement, we welcome them. You know what I mean? Like, there's an understanding, and instantly they're treated like family. So instantly they're thinking, you know what? It's a good vibe. So they feel comfortable to be themselves.
Yeah.
You know where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
And that right there is beautiful.
So how is this all funded? I mean, because, you know, you meet up, there must be sort of costs involved. And how would you like local businesses to be involved as well?
Oh, man, I would love some sponsors from local businesses, because when you say how's it funded, I've been funding a lot of it on my own.
Yeah.
But when you're passionate enough about something, and like, I don't feel that it's about the money. Like, the money will come to fund all of these opportunities. Like,
yeah.
Like Will was saying, like, the first time I met him, I was selling snapbacks. That, like, I was invited to Parliament last month. I was in the Houses of Parliament. I was in a suit, but I was still wearing a snapback. I stayed true to my roots. People was asking me, why are you wearing a snapback? I was like, it all begun from a snapback. I've got to remember, like, 21 Up started. That's how it started. It begun with me just, like, what Will was trying to say was, the reason I was selling the snapbacks is because I couldn't get funding. So I had to figure out how to get funding. So I made the snapbacks, sold the snapbacks, created enough budget to run 3 to 6 hour sessions on a weekly basis at the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just grew from there. I began to mentor kids that come to the studio, and I had to scout the kids myself.
Yeah.
And then that's when I built up enough content and enough exposure to get into the councils, to get into the schools. Everything, like, even with the organisations. Now, once I've done all of this, now they want to welcome me in, because I built my own table. I created my own organisation. Now, look how many people are a part of it. This exact same radio slot that we're having today happened in Chelmsford as well, with a completely different group of people, with the exact same energy and the exact same vibe. and it will keep growing. Like if you like, even Usman said, he was here from the start. Literally before the 21 Up movement was even a thing. Like we was there discussing about the first video shoot, and from then it's just been nothing but growth.
Yeah, so it's positivity all round, and you can find out more because you're across social. So where's the best place if people are listening out there that you can get, you know, whether a business that wants to maybe help with a bit of sponsorship, or there as it might be a young person tuned in or a friend of somebody's that's listening, where can they find out more?
So the best place to find out about what we've been up to lately is my Instagram, which our Instagram, should I say, at 21 Up Movement, and then obviously my website's still under construction. And yeah, so if you are a business and you want to get involved in terms of sponsorship, there's a lot of advertising promotion available. There's a lot of things we can offer in terms of sponsorship, and we've got small packages going to bigger packages to bigger packages. So literally, the way I see it, I've created this little family of young people. But like even just now, because obviously me and Usman are taking part in the Three Peaks Challenge, and we've got six other young people that are taking part in. So me and seven young people, and I literally just went to the Brentwood Centre with everyone in this room, and I said to them, we're doing the Three Peaks Challenge. We need facilities where we can start our training programme because we're doing it in August. They were so willing to support the 21 Up movement in doing that. So it's just like asking people reaching out. It's just nice to, it's nice for these young people to know that the young people within the 21 Up movement to know that there are other organisations out there, there are other businesses that want to support us. Do you know where I'm coming from? That it's not just me. Like the 21 Up movement has resources, has other people that when the young people realise that everybody wants to support them, it just sends off a good energy, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone just starts feeling more positive.
And there is a fantastic energy in the room. Everybody in here is really positive about moving forward, doing stuff, looking forward to a fantastic future. And you've got the support network, if things do go wrong, that you can actually chat to each other, which is amazing. So it's been great to have you in the studio. Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll have Will come back and do a little bit more on the radio. You're there. You're live there, Will. Yeah. Will's got his sister listening in. Is she listening in to you at the moment?
Or I believe she is.
She believes she is.
Shout out to my mum and my sister tuned in right now.
Don't forget, you must come back in and do a little bit of singing when you've got
your
track out.
Shout out to Min's mum.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I will.
Oh, there we go.
Shout out to my cousin. It was his 18th birthday yesterday and he's listening right now.
Oh, happy birthday. He's well old.
Shout out to me. It's my 18th birthday in a month.
Shout out to my long lost brothers, Anthony and Joseph.
There we go. Thanks ever so much. Give yourself a round of applause. You did brilliantly on the radio.
Big shout out to Harrison who couldn't make it.
Oh yeah, wherever you are, Harrison, you've obviously missed the opportunity, but maybe you can come in again and chat. Maybe he's a bit nervous or something. We'll never know. Right, just come back to 11:57. Let's have a bit of music. This is The Beat with Tears of a Clown. Thanks very much to 21 Up Movement. Make sure you check them out online and on Instagram. And if you are a local business and you want to get involved and you want to do some sponsorship, you can do. You can quickly say your email and I will put it up online as well.
So my email is info@21upmovement.com.
There we go.
You float across the room. Your touch has made of something.